You're listening to SBS News.
Eileen Cummins was just 4 years old when she was forcibly removed from her family in Arnhem Land, spending years separated from her mother. Her battle for justice spanned decades, and she never thought this day would come.
That's all I was waiting for, you know, because then I knew in my heart that it was true and it was going to happen. But at first, for a long time, I've been fighting and fighting. And
she and thousands of other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people will now see some compensation for their pain and trauma.
I don't even care what the figure is. I'm just happy that the government's finally made this decision, because how long we've fought for it, for so long.
It's a historic moment for many, and one Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledges has been a long time coming.
What happened is a shameful chapter in our national story. We have already confronted it with a national apology, but our deeds must continue to match our words.
More than a decade on from former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's sorry speech in 2007, Mr. Morrison says this compensation will be open to eligible Stolen Generation survivors in the Commonwealth Territories of the ACT, Northern Territory and Jervis Bay in New South Wales.
The scheme will involve a one-off payment and recognition of the harm caused by forced removal. And it will give each survivor the opportunity to, should they wish, tell their story and receive an individual apology.
It includes $75,000 in recognition of the harm caused and a one-off payment of $7,000 to assist with the healing process. But this won't extend to those still waiting in Western Australia or Queensland. For that, the head of Australia's 50 most influential Indigenous organisations, Pat Turner, says action must be taken.
I'm quite happy to say to the WA government and the Queensland government, time's up for redress of the Stolen Generations. You have to follow the other jurisdictions throughout Australia, the last ones to come on board, and it's high time that you did the right thing in a human rights context.
Pat Turner also wants the Stolen Generation survivors who have already died to be remembered.
It is important recognition. I also know, however, that there are many survivors that have died waiting for this recognition, my mum being one of them.
The compensation forms part of the new Closing the Gap agreement, targets under the previous agreement to address disadvantage in health, education, justice, culture and language weren't met. The Prime Minister says this is a chance to correct those failures.
The road ahead will be rocky. I don't doubt that. We don't expect to see clear improvements immediately, but I think the approach we've got now gives us the best chance.
That new approach, worth $1 billion, set a deadline of addressing 17 targets within the decade. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says there is still much work to be done.
Even if the adult incarceration goal was to be met, a 15% reduction by 2031, the rate would still be more than 11 times higher than the non-Indigenous population. 11 times higher.
There's extra funding for programs to reduce imprisonment, provide targeted legal advice, and support for coronial inquiries. Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations will receive an extra quarter of $1 billion. And there'll be more for health and wellbeing programs targeting Indigenous parents and babies.